It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I know where she is. I know what you did. No, I don't. But she is in Switzerland, and I will just say, hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. From Switzerland today, and with increasingly difficulties to see where these vaccinations plans in Europe are leading all of us, and that is the topic of our conversation today. The European response to COVID-19 with the vaccination. So it looks like we are going from setbacks to setbacks, and that is putting Europe in a very difficult situation and a little bit on the bottom of the list when it comes to the speed of vaccination in almost all of our countries over here. So I would say that after having had more than 530,000 casualties, one would have hoped for a plan that would have been realistic and would have worked out. Now, for different reasons, it's not working out very well right now. A lot has to do with probably events that are not in people's hands, and others than are that really are. I would say the lack of unity is maybe something that became pretty clear during this COVID-19 crisis. Then division on border restrictions have also shown that countries basically did disagree on many points, especially now with this new variants, these new viruses that seem to be more contagious. Some unified response would maybe bring some more results, but that is not the case, and countries are reacting in very different ways. So I would say that considering that Europe bought about 2 billion vaccine shots for a European population of about 450 million people, one would have thought that things would have run faster and better. But there have been some technical problems that has also to be mentioned. For example, one has to emphasize the fact that when on production sites some equipment breaks, or there is some kind of human error, or some raw material is missing, those are all elements that have to be taken into consideration. And that's also the excuse, justified or not, depends on people's opinion. But the fact is that the amount of shots that were promised for the first quarter have not been delivered because of production difficulties. On top of all of this, now we are having a massive issue with the AstraZeneca vaccine, and many countries are completely stopping giving AstraZeneca. The reason being that, as you know, some deaths have been reported due to blood clots. It's not very clear if it's really caused by the vaccine, and this is the reason why countries are waiting now for more more details on the vaccine before eventually continuing. The list of countries that have stopped that vaccine is increasing by the day. To just mention a few, we have Sweden, Denmark, Iceland, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, Netherlands, all of those countries that were already having deliveries problems altogether. Are stopping the one vaccine that they actually had in the country. So this is by all means a huge setback. In Switzerland, AstraZeneca was not approved yet, so we were here not counting on those shots right now, but we also got much less deliveries for Pfizer and Moderna, which means that in many cantons there is barely anything going on right now. For example, I can say for a sure fact that in Zurich it is not possible to even put your name on any list. There is absolutely nothing going on. There is only the promise that it will be different for April, but in all honesty, that it has to be seen. So I would say that compared to the United States or England or Israel, Europe is the bad student in the class, in a way, if one wants to put it this way. And it is also very interesting to see that England, which was supposed to be absolutely lost, according some expert, without Europe, is doing fairly well in vaccinating its own population. What is also interesting is that they did vaccinate a lot with AstraZeneca, and in their opinion and with their results, they seem to think that those heavy reactions are not necessarily linked to AstraZeneca shots, because they, in England, did not see such an adverse reaction. So one is waiting with a bit of anxiety those results, because Europe did order a lot of AstraZeneca vaccine shots. And thinking, for example, that a country like Italy only vaccinated 3% of its population, it would be a very good news if, for example, they would be able to continue with AstraZeneca. So we'll see about that. Now, the answers to the new variants and the new contagious mutation are very different. We have a huge corona fatigue in Europe, a lot of protest, a lot of aggressive reactions. So countries and politicians are trying to answer to that in some ways without putting the population at risk. Italy, for example, is going into a full lockdown, third lockdown, until the 6th or 7th of April. That's pretty tough. Other countries are trying to open up a little bit. For example, Denmark, high school students can go partially back to class. Switzerland is considering opening the restaurant terraces outside in maybe mid-March, but that depends very much on the numbers by then. Austria is also trying to open up a little bit, because they are having some extremely aggressive demonstrators. And now the big question is going to be this so-called green pass or vaccination passport, again, countries in Europe cannot agree on that either. Germany is not really for it because they feel that it has a sense of discrimination. Other countries that depend very much on tourism want to save the next summer holidays, Spain, Italy, Portugal, they all would like to have green passes or vaccination passports or whatever it's going to be called. But there is, it seems, a large majority of people who would like to have that possibility so that they could go back to some kind of normalcy and some kind of normal life. Restaurants would like to have that so that they can fully open, and also of course all the big open air events that usually are planned for the summer, for music, for theater, for sport, with a green pass, that would be all a possibility. So I think priority number one would be to accelerate the rhythm of vaccination in Europe. And priority number two would be how to make sure that once people are vaccinated, they are able to travel again, they are able to go to events, and the economy in Europe would be then able to have a fresh restart. And considering that some countries are showing that this is possible, are definitely faster in doing so, there is obviously a lot of pressure on our European politicians, our European leaders, to show that Europe is able to do the same.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.